Okay, Jimmy, let's have a little history about the band.
Well, I can tell you about the starting of the old drum corps that I was associated with here, and sponsored by the Hubert C. Williams Post in 1926. Cyril Beers was the one that really got that thing going. Mm-hmm. And we ended up with about 18 people in it.
Good.
And some of them were, there was George Parsons. Which is interesting about that, George Parsons played in this one, Hubert C. Williams Post, American Legion.
Oh, yes.
And he was the first one to die in town from World War II.
That's right.
And then it was changed to the Williams Parsons Post, but George is in this drum corps picture.
Oh, that's funny.
Which I think
yeah.
is interesting.
Yes, it is, yeah.
And then there's Frank Knickerbocker,
yeah.
There's Walt Finn, Charlie Parsons.
Oh, Charlie played in Augusta?
Charlie played
the
bugle.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's never said that.
Earl Sr., Cyril, Louis Godrus, Eddie Kilmer, Ed Markey, Ernie Godrus, Harvey Decker Sr.,
oh.
Harvey Decker Jr.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Myself and John Parsons.
Oh yeah, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And what year was this?
This was started in 1926.
1926.
Well, and after that, I played fife, and when I played drums, I played whatever.
Whatever you. You could play most anything.
Well, in that I could.
Really? Now, can you give me a little history of the Salisbury Lakefield Band, when it was established, the year?
Yeah. Well, Wakefield-Salisbury Band was started in 1927. And they started in the old wooden hose house in Lakefield.
Oh.
And we played there until they finally put the new brick building
oh, yeah,
up,
yeah.
And we had to move, and we moved up to where the old where the Salisbury Courthouse is now.
Oh yeah.
And we rehearsed there.
And who was the director?
Harry Eggleston was the director, and it was Harry Eggleston, Charlie Turner, Earl Vosburgh, and Frank Vail. I think they're the ones that really got this band started. They were the background
yeah.
of it. And of course, I was only a kid, you know.
Yes.
And I wanted to join that. And I went down there to a rehearsal, and they were upstairs. And remember Jack Ostrander and Hen Day, they always used to be our audience.
Oh, really?
We'd keep them quiet enough to play. We used to argue. They'd get fighting back and forth.
Yeah,
and we'd have to calm them down so we could go ahead and play.
Yeah. About how old were you then?
I was 16.
Oh, 16.
Yeah. And
did they have uniforms in those days?
When we started, we didn't have uniforms, and what we all had to do was throw in $2 a piece to buy some new music.
Oh.
And they said if we got money enough, we'd get our $2 back. I'm still waiting for mine.
$2.
Yeah.
Long wait, huh?
That was all right.
And
$2 well spent.
You know, any other, where were some of the other original members besides those three?
Well, yeah, there was, Eddie Markey is the only one now that's around that played in that. But Darwin Miller also played bass drum for a short time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he played for about a year or so.
Oh.
But then he...
I'll have to get him back.
Yeah.
Because he's got a lot of time on his hands.
I know it.
And he wants to
I
keep busy.
I don't know if he'd do it or not. I'm not sure. But anyway, there was, I can go back to who we had. We had Joe Palazzari, he played a baritone, and his son John,
mm-hmm.
who still lives in Long Island.
Oh.
He's a good clarinet player. And Bert Bishop, he played baritone and horn. Ed Baldwin played slide trombone.
Mm-hmm.
And Hugo Eisenhuth. He played slide trombone. And
those names aren't around here now, are they?
No. And there was John Parsons.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. He came out a little later, and there was a fellow from Falls Village, I can't think of his name. He played a trombone too, but I can't think of his name. Well, he worked far from it. Anyway, and there was Lou Decker.
Mm-hmm.
Lou played. He played the sousaphone. Arnold Franson, he played trumpet. Frank Vail played trumpet. Harvey Decker played trumpet. Buddy McComb.
Oh, yeah.
He was a little fellow then.
Yeah,
he played,
must have been.
Yeah, he was. He was. He played trumpet. Jimmy Vail.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy.
He played trumpet. And then young Johnny Decker, he played the cymbals. If you keep him quiet long enough. Tom McComb.
Oh.
He played alto horn. Charlie Miller.
Oh,
he played alto horn. And Ray Silvernail. He played an alto horn.
Oh, yeah. Some of those names are more familiar to me.
Stubb Sherwood. He played trumpet. And Earl Vosburgh, of course, I guess I mentioned him.
Yes, the banker.
There was Freddie Staples from Canaan. And Freddie Staples Jr., they played clarinet.
Oh.
And they wanted to play better, so young John Palazzari, he used to give them lessons. He was a pretty good musician.
Oh, I see.
Matter of fact, after he left here, he went to New York, and I played one of the big symphonies in New York. I think he was second chair.
Oh, for heaven's sake, that's good. Yeah,
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah.
And you played what now?
I was a snare drummer.
You're a snare drummer, yeah. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
And I thought I was pretty good. You know, I bought a brand new drum, cost me $40.
In those days.
New Ludwig, and boy, that was something.
Yeah, new that day, $40.
And I thought I was pretty hot. Well, Charlie Turner came over to me, and he said, Jim, he said, why don't you go up and see Billy Stone? Maybe he can give you a few pointers. And Billy Stone was a postmaster in Salisbury.
Oh,
and he was a real good, very good snare drummer.
Oh.
And he played, I guess, with the Lamb Rockers, Farmers, some band, and Lakefield Grays, which preceded ours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I went over to Billy Stone and went in his house, had this nice shiny drum, and Billy came out and he said, well, let me hear your roll. So I get that thing out and I roll on it. He took it and looked at it, and I thought he was going to play it. He took it and went in the other room, and he came back with a board with a piece of loose leather on it. And he said, now I'll show you how to roll on this piece of leather. You go home and practice for 2 weeks, and you come back in 2 weeks. So I went home. I was a little tail between my legs.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, we think so.
So I practiced for 2 weeks, and it wasn't very interesting, I'll tell you, a piece of loose leather, but I did it.
Good.
And I went back to Billy. He said, well, bring the drum out again, and we'll try it. He brought it out, and I tried it. He said, well, you think there's any difference? I said, yes.
Sure.
He said, yes, but not enough. So he said, he said, take it back home for another week and do the same thing. And he did. And but Billy Stone gave me some great pointers.
He was
really a good man. I always got a big kick out of that. I often thought, when the devil's ever going to bring that drum back?
I know.
And he did bring it out, and I said, how about you playing it for me? So he did, and he showed me how bad I was.
Mm-hmm.
Just by doing it. Boy, that was the greatest inspiration.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Well, you were lucky to have him to help you.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Taught me to read some music and stuff.
Yeah. And in those days, there was no women, all men and boys. Huh?
Oh, yes, yeah. These were all mostly old timers. Kids, we were just there.
Yeah.
We played around different places. And one time we wanted to get uniforms. I had a musical comedy up in Stewart Theater.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's what they call one of those traveling things that furnished everything but the talent.
Oh,
it's
I
local
see. Yeah,
talent.
Yeah, I see.
And so we wanted to get these uniforms, so it was about the time we were going to have that thing. We rehearsed a couple numbers. What we were going to do, we were going to play during intermission on the stage. That was our part of it.
Oh, I see.
And I'll never forget, we had this one piece that featured a trombone. So we had Harry Evanson handed that over to Hugo Eisenbluth, the solo part. Yeah. So we all got there and we sat there and Harry gave us the baton, you know, we played the introduction and Hugo stood up to play and he said, he put the horn to his lips and he blew, but nothing came out. He took the horn down. He said, oh shit.
Oh.
Then he put the horn back up and started to play. By that time, everybody in the band was laughing so hard they couldn't play. And we had to start that thing all over again to go through. But that was the funniest thing of that show all night. It wasn't even rehearsed.
Yeah, I bet you. That was the good old days.
That was funny. That
yeah,
was funny.
Yeah, I bet it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what about the money for the suits? Did you ever get it? Because this thing was a fiesta.
Yeah? Oh, yes. Yes, we got it. The thing ran two nights.
Oh.
So, yeah, we got money enough for
so you got your
to buy
suit.
Them. Yeah. And they were pretty fancy those days. So.
Navy blue or something?
Yeah, they were navy blue.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, by the picture. Mm-hmm. That's very nice.
You know, the old-fashioned choke collars.
Yeah, hot. And where did you play mostly, around Lakeville?
Well, we played parades around here. We did a few parades. We didn't do as much as our band is doing now.
No.
Huh? I don't think they had that many.
No. Did you go play in the Grove or anything?
Yes, we didn't play in the Grove. We played, we built the bandstand in Lakeville on the ball field. The band did that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We furnished that bandstand and we built it.
And
I mean, Ed Baldwin was a partner. Oh. All of us. Yeah.
And then you played for the games?
We did out for different things down there for the games, and also we used to do concerts.
Yeah, people come to them.
And we played around like over at the White Hart Inn on the grass there. Mm-hmm. We had our set of lights that we went around. We went around to different places.
Mm-hmm. Great, yeah.
But I want to go back a little bit.
Okay.
When the band first started.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what we want to hear.
There was a band, the Cornwall Goshen Band.
Oh.
And that was Frank Vail's uncle, I think, who was the director of that, Avery Vail.
Mm-hmm.
And so we used to get together with those fellas, and we used to go to Cornwall and rehearse down at Mr. Chamberlain's house in Cornwall Plains. He had a great big house down there. It's on the right going from Cornwall Plains down to the Cornwall Bridge. Mm-hmm. There's big pillars on it. And he had a great big kitchen, and that's where we rehearsed, in the kitchen.
The
ever heard of a brass band rehearsing in the kitchen?
Those kitchens were big in those days.
They were.
Big
place.
Yeah.
And so we used to go up there and play with them sometimes on for the Memorial Day parade in Goshen.
Mm-hmm.
It would be on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Then they'd come up and join in with us on a Monday.
Made
a bigger band.
Yeah, that was good.
Then after a while, we got interested in playing with the Thomaston Marine Band.
Oh.
And then there was the Pittsfield American Legion Band. And we used to practice up in Pittsfield. They come from Thomaston. We go up to Pittsfield. Then we go to Thomaston, everybody, and we rehearse. They come out to Salisbury. We rehearsed and we gave a concert in each town. We ended up with about 75 players.
Well, that was wonderful.
It was a good band.
Oh, yeah, that would
every
be wonderful.
Director took part in
that would be great.
It was fun too.
Yeah, imagine so.
Really
that was great. You know?
We used to have a rehearsal up in the old courthouse there. Of course, Hugo, being German, he said, we ought to have some beer after once a month.
Once a month.
So he furnished the Limburger cheese, and I guess we all chipped in on the beer and crackers, whatever. So we had to have Limburger cheese, though, because he was German, you know.
Some party.
We had to have some party. Yeah,
you'd have some fun with it, too.
Yeah,
you deserve it after good practice.
Yeah, well, it was all part of the fun.
Yeah.
Then after that, when Harry was getting along, he didn't want to do it anymore.
Right.
And we had a little money, so we decided one night we're going to have a, we have a dinner, and decide what we're going to do with the money we had, mm-hmm. if we weren't going to continue. So then, I don't know, somebody got wind of Bill Meter had just came to Salisbury to, as a music director.
At the high school?
No, it's at Central School at that time.
Oh, just at Salisbury Central.
Yeah,
that's right. He did start there because Patty had him for music teacher.
Mm-hmm. That was before the, it seemed like, that was 1947. Long in there, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it.
So we invited Bill to that dinner.
Oh, that was.
And we presented it to him. This is what we had to work with, and being interested in music and mm-hmm. being his bread and butter, and he had the kids and everything.
Yeah, right.
Would he be interested in taking it over? He said, yes. He said, he would be interested. So that's what continued the band down. Otherwise, probably never would have.
Yeah. I have it that he continued till 68, so he had it about 20 years then.
Yes, yeah, he did.
He was good.
Yeah.
From there he went to the high school, didn't he?
Yes, he went to the high school.
Then he brought in, reading that article that was, print, that he brought in some high school children into the band at that with him, along
with
him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And when did the girls start coming in? At that time then, too?
Yes,
he took his pupils from the high, I suppose, Central School and put them in the band.
Yeah, and high school, too.
See, and that's when he started.
He grew up in high school and the grade schools, and that's what got us going.
And then that's when he started wearing the red uniforms?
After a while, we started off with white uniforms, and we had these little maroon vests, something like the Salisbury Band has now.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
And we had those, and then we finally got the new ones, red, black, and gold.
Yeah, those are warm too, weren't they?
Oh, they were hot. They were wool whipcord.
Yes, I know. I always feel sorry on a good hot day when you went down and saw Lakeville Main Street in the parade.
You never got cold in those things?
No. That was good.
They were nice uniforms.
Yeah.
Well,
and then.
Of course, the band started getting thriving, and we ended up then with about. Oh, we must have 40.
Yeah, I know it was a big band. I can remember
we had
that.
About,
yeah.
Because
you had all those children.
40.
Yes. Yeah, that was a big. I remember that, on parades.
Yeah.
And then you started going to more of the parades around, the Fireman's Parade around Falls Village.
Lee did a lot for a different. We started playing for Lakeville Hose Company, then we played also for Amenia. We played for Millerton. We played for Rhinebeck. We did a lot for Rhinebeck.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to go all over them. We used to go up into New York State, into Lake George and Monticello.
Really, that far? Oh, that far?
Oh, yeah. And then we'd play up and down the Hudson there along Beacon, Peekskill.
How did you get everybody in their own private cars?
Oh, no, it was done by bus.
Oh, it was all by bus, I was going to say.
We did that. They had a furnished, they gave us so much for playing.
Oh, I see.
And they had a furnished transportation.
Oh, I see, that's how it works.
In other words, if they didn't furnish the transportation, we would do it and then charge them, so it didn't make any difference which way.
Yeah.
So we used to get our own bus and they paid.
Oh, I see. That's how I wondered how it worked.
Well, it was the only way you could do it because of the safety of
And then all
moving
those,
the insurance. And
and then all those instruments too.
Everything,
yeah. That was wonderful. I didn't know that. Yeah. And then after Mr. Meter, who took over?
Well, after Mr. Meter got out of there,
that was around 68.
Phil Garavoy took it for a while, but he didn't do too much with it. Mm-hmm. He didn't spend that much time. Of course, we were used to Bill. He knew so much.
I know.
Then we had a little fellow from Torrington came, we got him, and he was with the St. Peter's Drum Choir in Torrington. He was all right, but he wasn't our kind of a director. He was more for drum choir. We didn't need that. And it's David Bailey, who is now the director of the Torrington Symphony there.
Oh, I see.
We had him a couple of years. They did a pretty good job. And we had a couple of other fellows come along. They were just day in, day out. Yeah, finally, yeah. Lee Collins came along, and we got Lee, and everybody knows what God
is. Oh, yeah, he's doing a good job. As he's really building it up again.
Oh, yeah, well, he's got a lot of good interest there. Yeah. He's got a lot of young people. There's a very fine group.
Oh, yeah, I think it's wonderful. Yeah. And those concerts. And then now you have to tell me about the big... Lee Collins came in about 1980, I got from that little circular.
Yeah, about
okay.
That.
And then last year you had your big Salisbury Band Day, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was that, the 57th anniversary or something like that? I think so, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the 57th anniversary of the band. And
that was the day at the Grove.
That's
and
the
that also
the
honored you.
Yeah, they did, and I didn't know anything about it.
I know you didn't, because I know Olive, I saw Olive, and she said, you sure go over there, it's Jimmy's day.
Yeah, so I didn't know anything about it.
I think that's the good fun of it, though.
Yeah. And the whole band had been planning this thing, and of course, I was at all rehearsals, but I wasn't doing any parading, but they used to practice marching. I'd go down back of Tri-State and down that way, I didn't get down there with them. And that's where they had their meetings without me.
Oh, I see, so they...
I found out that after.
That was a great day, I remember, a beautiful day.
Yeah,
and you were so surprised.
Was,
the music was beautiful, too.
Yeah.
And you had the big banner up there in front of
the
building.
Yeah,
Jimmy
Du
Bois's day.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, you deserve it.
I was very, very happy about that.
Now, you were the only one left of the original or a band?
Well, I'm the only original one that still plays.
Oh, still plays.
Still active,
yeah.
Eddie Markey. But Eddie hasn't played many years. John Palazzari either. So I'm really the only one that's started with it and still in it.
Yeah, so. That's great. Wonderful.
But I do it because I like it.
Yes.
I've had a lot of fun with that during the years.
Oh, yes.
Gave me something to do.
Well, Joe, and I think you held it together.
Well,
everybody
has to help a little.
Yeah, I know. We always think of the band and Jimmy Du Bois. Because we really enjoyed those concerts. I think they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the one you had over at the library a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
We should have some more. Picnic suppers. And
we're going to do them out. We did one last Saturday night down in... Cream Hill Association down in Cromwell, down the lake there.
Oh, yes.
We have one more to go now, so we can't.
Oh, you're going to have another one late, Lakeville?
This Saturday, no. You can't. That's the last one of the season.
Oh, you won't have another one here?
No.
Oh,
they're going to wind their season up.
I thought maybe you'd be doing it for Labor Day or something.
No, there's no plans for that.
Oh.
So we had one more parade that's a week from next Saturday. It's at Rhinebeck. We're playing for the Norton Fire Department. That's a big parade.
Oh, I would say, Rhinebeck Fair is a big thing.
And it's a big thing for all these young people in the band, because they have a good day.
Oh, yes. It's an honor for you people to be asked to do it, too, I think.
And then, the nice part of that is all these people have made every rehearsal. Now, this is an old traditional thing. It goes back a few years, and we always played Chatham and or Rhinebeck or both. We'd always, they got 50 cents a piece for every program that we put on during the summer. They got 50 cents for to spend at the fair.
Oh, I see. The band gives them the 50
cents? Yeah, they give them 50 cents.
Oh, what can you get?
So they're a paid band, right?
What can you get? You can't hardly get a glass of soda today for 50 cents.
No, but we never went up on it.
Oh, well.
No,
we can't. They're probably glad to.
Oh, yeah. They got if they made all the parades and the concerts and everything, they'd probably end up with $3-4.
Now, what did Esther Rebelard do? Didn't she do something?
Yeah, Esther, she always took care of the books for us.
Oh, I see, because I know I used to see her in the band, and she used to call me about the insurance of the uniform.
Yeah, and she took good. Yeah. Esther worked hard at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, matter of fact, Bingham, and her daughter.
Oh, Lynn?
Lynn.
Oh, yeah, because
she
played in the band.
Both of them. Bing played clarinet, too, yeah.
Yeah, and I know Lynn was the best. I've heard her play.
They're always a big help.
Yeah, but I know Esther.
All they're hard workers.
I know she used to see them at the Memorial Day Parade, you know.
Esther did a lot of hard work.
Well, somebody had to keep books and keep order, I guess.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
Well, that was great. Well, I hope the band continues for many, many years. The town needs it in the town.
I hope so. I think people appreciate it.
Oh, I think they love the concert. I know I love the concerts.
Yes,
sit around.
They're nice.
And we have the Grove, and why not
That's right.
Use it?
Good place.
Yeah.
We also have a group that, with the band, that's senior members of it. What we call the Hot Shots. It's all very bad Hot Shots. We played down, you were probably down there when they had the, we played for that Chinese Day.
I was working in the kitchen.
A couple of political
things
we played.
Yeah, about 12
or 15 of us.
That was very good.
We do that for, when the band, the whole band is dissolved for the season. There's enough of us around that can do this.
That's fun.
If somebody wants something and can get us together. Because a lot of these other people have gone to college. Busy with the school, so we don't try to pull that on all winter.
Well, you have to go to the lake sometime and put a concert, the Hot Shots again.
I don't know. I guess if they're asked and can be done, they'll do it. It's a lot of fun.
Do you eat regularly?
They feel as though they can have a couple of rehearsals, how much they're going to use them, they can have it.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Because most of these people play in the, by Bud West, they're up in Sheffield. Now, Bud has been in this band over 30 years. About 35, matter of fact. He plays now with the Shriners band in Springfield, the Melha. Band, and he also plays with a German band.
Well, that would be fun.
Yeah, they are a great group. I know those fellows. They're really good. They're really good.
Well, you like your music too, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a great hobby for you, as you call it a hobby.
It is a hobby.
That's great. Well, that's good. Well, I hope the bands continue, and you continue for many years.
I hope so too.
Thanks. This is Ethel Thrall interviewing Jamie DuBois at his home on Grove Street in Salisbury, Connecticut, August 13, 1894.